It's 4:06. This is Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret. Veronica Rickert will be back with me next week. Coming up, we'll look at a new report on the growing risk of suicide in the nation's rural areas and the resources available here in Wisconsin for those who need help. First, the state's honey production took a hit last year, causing Wisconsin to fall out of the nation's top 10 ranking in production. For a look at what's behind that decline and the outlook for this year is Matt LaForge. He's vice president of the Wisconsin Honey Producers Association. Matt, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So how bad was last year? How much did honey production drop?
It was down about 25% below average statewide. A lot of that was attributable to weather and some lower colony numbers, too.
Yeah, let's break those both apart. I think a lot of us remember last winter being a really bad one. I didn't know it had such a big impact on our bee population. How much damage did that do?
Last winter, the winter before this one, the losses statewide were well over 50% of hives that went into winter died before spring. So beekeepers were able to replace most of those losses, but hive numbers were still down in the state overall.
And were some beekeepers wiped out completely by that that cold?
Some people did lose 100% of their operation. That long, prolonged, continual cold is really hard on the bees, and there's not a lot that the beekeepers can do about it. Most were able to get back in, but maybe not at the numbers of hives that they're used to running.
And does it take time for a hive to get into full production? Is the hive somebody's had going for a couple years more productive than their spring replacement hive?
Absolutely. A second-year hive will always produce more. It kind of takes them a year to build out new honeycomb and get started. So that first year is usually a down year.
Now, when we hear anything about bees and honey, I think of the colony collapse disorder we're reading about around the country. Is that a factor in honey production here in Wisconsin?
There have been cases of it. It's probably not the major thing. Last year, probably the biggest thing was just the severe winter, as well as pests and diseases that the bees are facing, and habitat loss, pesticides, that kind of thing. Colony collapse itself is really a very specific syndrome that really hasn't been documented in that many cases.
Talking to Matt LaForge with Wisconsin Honey Producers Association about a decline last year in honey production in the state. And Matt wanted to get more into that that environmental side of things. Do we have the diversity of plant life that our honeybees need?
It's declining every year. Bees rely on wildflowers and what most of us think of as weeds. Those used to be abundant on the edge of the fields and in hedgerows and that kind of thing. But as agriculture gets more monocropping and fields get larger and those hedgerows pull out, that is a major loss of forage and habitat for the bees.
Has there been an effort to turn that around and have more of that weedy, flowery plant life that these bees need?
There have been a few initiatives ranging from the federal level to the county level to encourage farmers to return some land back to wildflowers or pasture and that kind of thing, but it's not keeping up with the rate that the habitat is being destroyed.
Now, maybe a dumb bee question here, but are the same bees producing our honey the ones that we're counting on to pollinate a lot of different kinds of crops?
Yep, that's one and the same. Honeybees pollinate about a third of our food crops, so every third bite of food that you eat is directly attributable to honeybee pollination.
So a lot of people have a stake on that. Even if we don't personally eat or produce honey, this has an effect outside of honey itself.
Absolutely, yeah. Almost all your fruits and vegetables and nuts will require or benefit from honeybee pollination. And even things like dairy indirectly, because the cows eat the alfalfa, which has to be pollinated by honeybees. So it really has very far-reaching effects.
Now, this winter, not as bad, not as cold, as enduring as last winter. Are things looking better in 2015?
It was a better winter this winter. Losses were still high. It's probably 40% statewide lost, but not nearly as bad as last winter. So we're optimistic for this year.
And some people might think, okay, what can I do to help bees in the state? Is this something where people can make a difference with backyard bee gardens and things like that?
Absolutely. Looking for pollinator-friendly plants can make a big difference in your yards. The biggest thing, the hardest time for bees is the first thing in the spring and the last thing in the fall. So looking for plants that bloom either very, very early or very, very late are especially helpful.
I think I read that some commercially available plants that we might plant in our garden actually aren't that great for bees. They may have residues of pesticides that could hurt them.
Some of the plants you get at garden centers will have seeds, were grown from seeds that were treated with neonicotinoids, which may be harmful to bees. So you have to kind of check with individual garden centers, but they should be able to tell you that. But that, staying away from those would be a good idea if your goal is to help pollinators.
Now, I've read in the past that some people have left the honeybee trade altogether due to the challenges of colony collapse, the habitat issues you mentioned. Is that a long-term trend that you're seeing in Wisconsin?
There are a lot of commercial beekeepers, more and more getting out every year. There's a lot of interest in backyard beekeeping. As far as new beekeepers coming in, there's probably more this year than ever before on people who just want to have bees in their backyard to make a little honey or for enjoyment or to pollinate their own gardens. But there is a major concern, the rate at which we're losing commercial beekeepers.
We'll leave it there for now. Matt, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Matt LaForge. He's Vice President of the Wisconsin Honey Producers Association, talking about the decline in honey production last year.